Biscoops word met trots vervaardig deur Newscoop.
Goeiedag, jy is ingeskakel op Biscoops vir sake nuus plaaslik en internasionaal. My naam is Isabel Potgieter. Op die program vandag, Suid-Afrika se padvrag en landbousektore is onder toenemende druk weens stygende dieselpryse. En om werk te hê, bly die grootste bekommernis van Suid-Afrikaanse kiesers. Die ekonom Waldo Kriel praat oor die konsep van werk van die huis af in internasionale sake nuus. Akteurs, regisseurs en filmmakers staan teen die voorgestelde samesmelting tussen twee groot Amerikaanse ateljees in beleggingsnuus. Platinum is soos goud in die kruisvuur van die Midde-Oosterse konflik en ons gesels met Sally Palmer van die sakeleierskapsplatform Mavericks. Suid-Afrika se padvrag en landbousektore is onder toenemende druk as gevolg van skerp stygende dieselpryse en uitdagings met die voorsiening van diesel. Brandstof maak tot 55% van vervoerkoste uit, wat kontantvloei druk skep en die volhoubaarheid van sake bedreig. Boere sukkel ook met die onbestendige dieselvoorraad, ten spyte van versekerings van geen nasionale tekort nie. Bedryfsleiers waarsku dat sommige van die 2500 vragmaatskappye kan sluit, terwyl landbou, wat meer as 900.000 werksgeleenthede ondersteun, ook ernstige risiko in die gesig staar. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Inkomstediens het sy skuldinvorderingspogings verskerp en belastingbetalers so min as 10 werksdae gegee om uitstaande belastingaangeleenthede op te los. Volgens belastingkonsultante ontvang individue, maatskappye en trusts finale eise om opgawes in te dien of boetes, siviele vonnisse of selfs kriminele vervolging in die gesig te staar. Vanaf Mei vanjaar kan nie voldoende trusts addisionele boetes in die gesig staar. Kenners waarsku dat die Inkomstediens wettiglik toegang tot bankrekeninge, salarisse of bates kan kry om skuld te verhaal, aangesien afdwinging toeneem te midde van meer as 500 miljard rand wat verskuldig is. En met die komende verkiesing het 'n onlangse peiling wat deur die Sentrum vir Risiko-Ontering gedoen is, bevind dat werkgeleenthede steeds die grootste bekommernis van kiesers is, in ooreenstemming met bevindinge van die afgelope dekade. Ons het Chris Hatting van die Sentrum vir Risiko-Ontering gevra om hierdie bevindinge te ontleed.
As CRA polling has consistently found over the last decade, jobs remain the top concern for voters. In the latest polling by the CRA, the top five issues voiced by respondents in terms of issues that the government should consider top priorities, 24% of respondents cited unemployment. The remaining top five entries were rounded out by various types of crime and safety concerns, which cumulatively accounted for 40% of mentions. Service delivery issues, including water, electricity, housing, and education, followed closely behind. Ideological topics that often hog the limelight, such as racism, BEE, inequality, and land reform, were mentioned at far lower rates. For businesses, the relevant implications are concentrated in three areas: potential shifts in transformation and procurement regulation, continued pressure on municipal service delivery and infrastructure reliability, and household demand conditions that remain constrained by unemployment and cost of living concerns.
Ons gesels nou met die ekonom, professor Waldo Kriel. Dankie dat jy by ons aangesluit het. Professor Kriel, vandag gesels ons oor die konsep van om van die huis af te werk. Met die stygende brandstofkoste, is dit 'n oplossing om koste te bespaar?
Die eerste ding om te verstaan is dat werk van die huis af nie alle reis verminder nie. Dit verminder hoofsaaklik pendelverkeer. As ons 'n eenvoudige voorbeeld neem van 'n werknemer met 'n daaglikse heen en weer pendelafstand van 30 km en 'n motor wat ongeveer 7 liter per 100 km gebruik, word die syfers redelik duidelik. Om 5 dae per week te pendel kom neer op ongeveer 650 km per maand. Dit vertaal in sowat 45,5 liter petrol, wat net meer as R1060 rand per maand kos aan pendelbrandstof alleen. Dink nou wat kan gebeur as daardie persoon gereeld van die huis af werk. Een dag per week by die huis verminder pendelverkeer met ongeveer 20% en bespaar net meer as R210 rand. 2 dae word R425 en teen 3 dae kyk ons na R630 per maand. Dit is nie geringe bedrae nie, veral vir huishoudings wat reeds onder druk is weens die hoë brandstof, voedsel en ander lewenskoste. Maar die vraag gaan nie net oor geld nie. Die sterkste bewyse dui daarop dat hybride werk, eerder as ten volle afgeleë werk, gewoonlik die doeltreffendste model is. So wat het ons geleer? Ons het geleer dat werk van die huis af pendelafstand, brandstofverbruik en vervoerkoste in direkte verhouding tot die aantal vermyde kantoordae kan verminder. Ons het ook geleer dat die gewerklike balanspunt hybride werk is. In daardie opsig kan dit een van die meer praktiese maniere wees om die impak van stygende brandstofpryse te versag as mense wat van die huis af kan werk, aangemoedig word om dit 1 of 2 dae ekstra per week te doen.
Dankie. Dit was Waldo Kriegel. Hy is 'n professor in ekonomie by die Noordwes Universiteit se Sakeskool. Professor Kriegel doen ook 'n daaglikse potgooi wat op alle online streamingsdienste, insluitend Spotify en Anchor FM beskikbaar is. Meer as 1400 akteurs, regisseurs en filmmakers, insluitend Emma Thompson en Ben Stiller, het 'n open brief onderteken waarin hulle die voorgestelde samensmelting tussen Paramount Global en Warner Brothers Discovery teenstaan. Hulle waarsku dat die ooreenkoms van $111 miljard, mededinging, werksgeleenthede en geleenthede in 'n reeds sukkelende vermaaklikheidsbedryf sal verminder. Die samensmelting sal die aantal groot Amerikaanse ateljeeë tot 4 verminder. Paramount sê die ooreenkoms sal eerder beleggings 'n hupstoot gee, skeppers ondersteun en globale storievertelling uitbrei. Aandele in Platinum Groep Metaalmynmaatskappye het hierdie week 'n afwaartse neiging voortgesit, na mate die spanning in die Straat van Hormuz voortduur. Valterra Platinum het meer as 1/5 van sy markkapitalisasie verloor in die nasleep van die Iran-oorlog. Volgens berigte het Impala Platinum R96 miljard verloor sedert die einde van Februarie, wat meer as 30% van sy waarde is. Dit is bewys dat platinum, soos goud, in die kruisvuur van die Midde-Oosterse konflik vasgevang is. Oor die algemeen het platinum meer as 13% in waarde verloor sedert die oorlog op 28 Februarie begin het. Voor ons groet gesels ons met Sally Palmer van die sakeleierskapsplatform Mavericks. Sally, verlede week het jy ons meer vertel oor die vlaggenskap Mavericks program en belangrike leierskapsverskuiwings wat moet plaasvind sodat 'n maatskappy konsekwent winsgewend kan word. Hoe help jy nie finansiële besigheidseienaars en bestuurders om ware vertroue met hul syfers te bou?
So I think this is something we do really well. What we've done is we've built a models cornerstone which shows business leaders exactly what they need to know to understand the story that their numbers are telling them, and most importantly to understand the gaps to close. So across the profit and loss, the balance sheet and the cash flow, which are the three fundamental financial systems, people will learn how to actually read the P&L and how the different dimensions interact with each other to generate profit. They'll also learn how to understand the balance sheet and the purpose of the balance sheet, not from an accounting perspective, but from a leadership perspective. And most importantly, how to re-engineer the balance sheet so that it's giving us the returns and the results that we need in our business. And then, of course, we always say turnover is vanity, profit is sanity, but cash flow is reality. We give them a deep understanding of the cash flow from the lens of a business leader, not from an accounting perspective. So that when they're looking at their numbers, they really can start to get a grip on where the gaps are and where they need to place energy and attention.
Kan jy 'n konkrete voorbeeld deel van hoe 'n leier die stelsel geïmplementeer het en wat verander het?
So a lot of the leaders that we've worked with have that raw entrepreneurial drive where they operate on gut instinct and they hustle and they're good at making deals, and they generally get to a certain point where they're doing too much and they don't have any more time and their business can't grow. So I'll give you an example of a young guy we worked with, or not that young, in his 30s, who had started a business and had built it quite fast. It was a construction and vehicle or equipment hire business. And he had reached a point of saturation where he didn't have any more time. He didn't quite know how his business was doing, although there was cash flowing and lots of activity. And he didn't know which way to turn to go next. Did he need to get more equipment? Did he need to put his prices up? All the questions that come when you reach that point of saturation where you don't know what to do next. Anyway, so we worked with this guy and took him through the 7 cornerstones, getting clarity on his ambition, what it is that he wanted, helping him understand his business model, the ideal performance of his business to give him what he wanted, achieve his ambition. We then helped him, guided him to get a strategy on what he needed to do in his business to close the gap between where he was today and where he wanted to be in 5 and 10 years time. And from there, helped him build a structure, which really was the game changer for him, because he didn't have a clear structure on how the business functioned, how people were accountable, and how he was going to bring people to account and also remunerate them and reward them. And in going through all of that, the magic that happened was he was then able to start empowering his people, bringing the business to account, and most importantly, spending more of his time working on the bigger deals and working on the business to close the gap.
En dit was Sally Palmer van die leierskapsplatform Mavericks. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons aangesluit het. Ons is volgende week weer terug met nog 'n uitsending van Biscoops vir sake nuus plaaslik en internasionaal. My naam is Isabel Potgieter. Totsiens.
En dit was nog 'n uitsending van Biscoops met trots vervaardig deur Newscoop.